You're listening to the Morning News Podcast, brought to you by BigRapidsDailyNews.com, and I'm Steve Gove. Two drivers are recovering following a two-car accident Tuesday in Mecosta County's Mecosta Township. It happened at the intersection of Northland Drive and 8 Mile Road. Deputies say a vehicle was traveling southbound on Northland Drive when it was T-boned by another car heading westbound on 8 Mile Road. A southbound driver was ejected from his vehicle. He was airlifted from the scene. The driver of the westbound vehicle was taken to Spectrum Health Big Rapids Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. A big announcement by DTE Energy says by the year 2040, they will generate all electricity with sun, wind, natural gas, and nuclear power. With that, the utility claims the carbon emissions will be reduced by more than 80% by 2050 as it closes its coal-fired power plants. The transition, however, to the new energy sources will cost $15 billion, which would come from customer rates. Well, it's so far so good when it comes to the start of the camping season. According to Mecosta County Park officials, Tim Burke has the story.
The Mecosta County Park's 2017 camping season is starting off full throttle. Park Superintendent Jeff Abel reported to the Park Commission on Tuesday evening that everything is going great.
Starting out very well. The weather's cooperating for the most part, and a lot of guests in the parks. And so far, our feedback we've gotten has been very positive from everybody coming in.
He did note, however, that many campers have had questions regarding firearms at the campgrounds. He says there is no specific policy on guns, but
our policy is we'll follow the policies of the state. So whatever those regulations are related to concealed carry or open carry, that's what you're allowed to do within our parks as well.
He adds that park personnel are not allowed to carry while on duty. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
An Osceola County man was in Mecosta County District Court to hear charges levied against him following his arrest last week. 27-year-old Richard James Bentley of Hersey was arrested on May 12th in Big Rapids Township. He's now been charged with multiple felonies, including two counts of delivery, manufacturing of methamphetamine or ecstasy, four counts of felony firearm, one count of possession of methamphetamine or ecstasy, and two counts of carrying a concealed weapon. Bentley is expected to be back in court later this month. His bond was set at $750,000. As the old saying goes, you snooze, you lose. A $105 million Fantasy Five winning ticket has officially expired after the winner didn't come forward. Instead, the payout will go into the school aid fund. The ticket was bought in Saginaw. This is the first major Michigan Lottery draw game prize to go unclaimed this year. And now you're up to date. I'm Steve Gove for BigRapidsDailyNews.com.